Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dr. Mike Osterholm is here, epidemiologist, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. He has been involved in infectious disease work in America, across the globe, with different governors in our state, with different presidential administrations, and we are lucky to have him on this show on a regular basis for multiple decades. And Mike, like all of our guests, just like Jace Frederick, he is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Mike, always a pleasure. Let me read you the first three graphs of the story of the day in your field. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced today that COVID-19 vaccines are no longer recommended for healthy children and pregnant women. About a minute video posted on X said he removed COVID shots from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's recommendations for those groups. No one from the CDC was in the video. CDC officials referred questions to Kennedy and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. One last note. U.S. health officials, following recommendations by infectious disease experts, have been urging annual boosters for all Americans ages 6 months and older. What is your reaction to what Mr. Kennedy announced earlier today?
Well, thanks again for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. In short, what we're watching is really the wholesale destruction of public health as we know it in this country, specifically around the vaccine issue. I can just point out a number of severe challenges to what you just shared. Remember, first of all, let's start out with the historic perspective in which Mr. Kennedy said during his hearings for approval as Secretary of Health and Human Services that he would not take vaccines away from anyone. Well, he's just done that now with both COVID vaccines for individuals who have high-risk scenarios, i.e. pregnant women, and for children. And you can say, well, why children? It turns out that COVID still raises a major public health challenge with children. In this past year, even though we had a very bad flu year, the number of hospitalizations and serious illnesses for kids with COVID was just as high as it was for influenza. Now, we routinely recommend influenza all the time as a vaccine to help prevent that kind of serious illness, hospitalizations, and even deaths. So there's no logic as to why you wouldn't allow people to have it. And that gets us to the next step, is the fact that what happens here is by doing this, you basically take these vaccines out of the pay system, meaning that insurance companies and others will not now have to pay for these vaccines because they're not recommended, which means then for a family who has several children that want to get vaccinated, they want them to be vaccinated, may cost them hundreds and hundreds of dollars to be vaccinated, which then in a sense makes it impossible for them to get the vaccine. We have ample data showing the increased risk of COVID among pregnant women. If there was ever a group that needs to be vaccinated, it's them. And what was really amazing to me about this was just a week ago, when two individuals from FDA published an op-ed piece, not a scientific-based piece, an op-ed piece in the New England Journal of Medicine, in which they basically called out the need to limit the number of people who got COVID vaccines with no scientific data, not any kind of a process to get expert input. But they did say, however, we will make sure that people at special risk or high risk will still have access to the vaccine, which is pregnant women. And if you looked as of this morning, pregnant women were still listed on the CDC website as, in fact, being at increased risk. So what you saw happen here, Chad, was an arbitrary decision made by a couple of people who did not have the expertise to do it. They circumvented what has long been a really well-established safety and effectiveness oversight with FDA over determining which vaccines can be used from a effectiveness safety standpoint, and CDC's advisory immunization practices making their recommendations on who should get it. So at this point, this model really serves to suggest at any vaccine that Mr. Kennedy wanted to take off the market right now, he could. If you want to take measles vaccine off, it's very possible he could. This is a scary, scary proposition.
I think it was so important, that answer, because that was going to be my next question, the power of recommend. Because if I recommend something to you, a movie, a restaurant, so okay, I'll take that under advisement. But you're pointing out in this answer the power of his agency within our government, within the wording and what it means for a recommendation, the extraordinary cost this now puts on individuals, and many of them who are in a difficult financial position now and without insurance, they just can't afford this.
Absolutely. And the cost is important, but again, we still should come back to that fundamental point of, are these vaccines effective and are they safe? And they circumvented that entire process here. And they basically made it seem as if somehow the data do not exist to address these issues, but they do. And so I think that what we have is really this concept of a gold standard of science they keep promoting. And it's the most anti-gold standard of science that I could imagine. And so, you know, this is not a partisan statement on my part. You noted when I got on the call here today, you know, I've served a role in every presidential administration dating back to Ronald Reagan. In Trump 1, I was a science envoy for the State Department. You know, I've worked for 3 Republican governors, 2 Democratic governors, and as I affectionately say, 1 independent wrestler. And, you know, I was close to every one of them because it was always nonpartisan. It was just, what are the facts? What are the data? And so if someone hearing me today saying somehow that, oh, I must be, you know, this political camp or not, no, I'm here to protect public health and to promote public health. And that's all is happening today with these statements.
Well, that's the default so often. If anybody now, let alone someone with your credentials, if they want to differ and they provide evidence, you could have a spirited dialogue with them, okay? And if that's a fellow doctor, fellow scientist. But now, anytime anyone criticizes any part of the Trump administration, in this case, with a lot of with decades of experience and data, the default is, oh, you must hate Trump. Well, there's plenty of people who don't like him, but it's not about hate. It's citing information. Let's just cite a little more information. RFK Jr. once called the COVID vaccine the deadliest vaccine ever made. And when he's been asked questions lately, by accredited journalists about the measles vaccine and would he recommend it? Okay. Again, the power of recommend. You know what he said, Mike, repeatedly? I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. Don't take my advice. But in this case, he's not going through the normal process. He's not citing scientific data. He's not working with the CDC. He's offering this recommendations as someone who has been a vaccine skeptic on key aspects of vaccine, not all vaccines. That's his comeback. Oh, I'm not against all vaccines, but you've spoken out powerfully about key ones with decades of proven effectiveness. And he says, I'm not a doctor. Guess what? He's still not a doctor, but he did make this recommendation today.
Well, and on top of that, he also has made numerous statements that are contradictory, but more importantly, they influence what people hear and think about vaccines for their kids. For example, when he attended the funeral of one of the young girls that died of measles in the Texas outbreak, the father specifically asked him in front of others what he thought of the measles vaccine. And he said, well, you know, it's one you can use to address the epidemic. But, you know, we don't really know what's in those vaccines. And I'm being quoted here. You don't really know what's in those vaccines. Now, if I'm an average citizen, I hear that, I'm going to say, this guy's looking out for me. I won't get that vaccine. And that's the kind of thing he does all the time, where he is so, almost slippery on the issues that mean, how can an individual interpret what this benefit is or isn't for me? And let me just be really clear to this audience. None of us are talking about mandating these vaccines. That's not the issue that we've heard so often. We're talking about just availability. We're talking about the fact that half the kids that died from COVID in this country last year were actually had no underlying health condition, meaning that you could have flagged them ahead of time and said they should get vaccines. So if I'm a parent, a responsible parent, I make my kids wear their safe seat belts in the car. I also want to have them protected against the serious outcome with COVID. Why not let them? You know, you're not saying they have to, just let them. He's taking that away from people right now. And that goes to the fundamental point he made in his hearing where he said, I will never take vaccines away from anyone. That is just simply not truthful right now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How do we compare, Mike, with COVID vaccine recommendations to other comparable Western nations? You know, England, France, all of the EU, Australia, New Zealand, other countries that in some ways we view as peers and as a democracy and medicine and science. In this area, how do we compare?
Well, you know, the one we look at most closely is Canada. And we virtually are lockstep with Canada, okay? They permit individuals who are kids or pregnant women to get vaccines. And remember, a week and a half ago, we as a country also permitted pregnant women to get these vaccines and have them covered because they announced a week ago that when they were going to limit vaccines, they would still make them available for people at increased risk for serious illness, hospitalizations, or death, i.e. getting COVID during pregnancy. Today, without any new data, without any kind of review process put into place. And remember, we're not asking our government officials to review this. These committees that are brought together are among the best scientists in the world in these areas, okay? And so they're the ones that are reviewing the data, making the recommendations, and the FDA and the CDC can act on that. Now we've taken all that away. The experts are no longer involved. The key people within the organizations of FDA and CDC are not involved. It's left to a couple of individuals who have come in this administration with no previous experience in this area whatsoever, and they're just making pronouncements that, frankly, have no basis in science. That's, to me, scary in of itself. Forget the vaccine itself of the issue around COVID. For any vaccine, that is scary to me.
Mike, excellent information, an incredibly important topic. I appreciate the availability. Enjoy the day, and you know we'll reach out soon.
Thank you, Chad. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Mike Osterholm talking about this decision, and recommended in this case isn't like a typical recommendation. The access and availability is important, and I get it. Most of us right now, Dave, when's the last time you thought about COVID? It's been a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most of us aren't in that mix. But if you want to be, and you're in this category, and a guy who's been a vaccine skeptic decade after decade, a guy who lies frequently when quality interviewers, he'll say something, say, no, let me go back and show you what you've said before, and he starts rambling and babbling. This is the guy who should be making this decision? Really? And by the way, if they had someone who was a doctor, who was a scientist, I may not agree with all decisions. I would understand the background a little bit more than this guy who was put in this position for one reason. Trump convinced him to get out of the race, to help him win the election, which he did decisively, and then he rewarded him for the votes. Not his qualifications, but rewarded him for his votes. I'm going to Stretch Lab next few days. I'm going to feel better because I feel better every time I go to Stretch Lab. More often than not, I get the 25-minute stretch, but guess what? Go for the 50-minute stretch. Have them work for 50 minutes on the lower body with the trained specialist at one of the 11 Stretch Lab locations. Go for the 25-minute. Just work on the upper back. My ribs, totally fine. Stretch Lab helped out. Key part, I normally will have kind of the tight hamstrings and tight calves, and they are great. I've been going for 6 years. Golf, hit it a little further. Find that middle of the club face a little more often. Feel better when you wake up. Feel better after run. Feel better even if you're laying around too much. Good people, high quality, half off your first visit, 11 locations. They're really, really good. StretchLab.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Go!
everything baseball all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.